Good morning, Pete Ford. Time for showbiz, and unfortunately, we've got two big marriage splits, and they're both messy.
Yeah, very messy. Firstly, Rupert Murdoch and Jerry Hall. Now, that news came through last week, and now more details are beginning to emerge as she has now filed the paperwork and cited irreconcilable differences. But then little juicy details, like the fact that she was told by email from Rupert that our marriage is over and you're not to contact me again. So that sort of stuff is obviously coming from within the family. Now, Jerry Hall herself, I would imagine, is probably under some sort of NDA where she won't be able to go and write the book or do the big tell-all interview. But Jerry Hall has a very big family and they are going to have a lot of trouble trying to silence those people from leaking details moving forward. I mean, I think it's very sad from everything I've read.
She seems upset, generally upset.
You'd make sure you're upset. But I would be upset if someone broke up with me via email.
Yeah, it is pretty brutal, isn't it? And from everything that I hear, she was very devoted to him. Certainly, you know, a couple of years ago, I broke the story that he'd had a very bad fall and it was almost a life and death situation. And she nursed him back for months. And if you read the backstory as to what has allegedly happened, is that she says, well, according to people who are speaking more or less on her behalf, that the kids felt that she was trying to distance Rupert from the kids. And she says, in fact, what she was doing during COVID was in lockdown periods, trying to keep him safe and trying to restrict anybody getting close to him for fear of him catching COVID and, you know, a bad outcome. So, you know, that may be the backstory, but I have a funny feeling we're going to hear a lot more as the weeks and months go on.
And I also heard it's because she smoked. In the 90s, he's 91 now, he didn't like her smoking.
Yeah, I don't think that's a factor in the story personally. She's always smoked and he knew that before they got married, although it was a fairly whirlwind romance. They met here in Australia and were married 4 months later in London, so maybe she just could have, you know, hid the craven eyes.
And the other unfortunate split is Ricky Martin and his husband.
Well, that's a very odd one. So Ricky Martin and his husband, Juan, met on Instagram, oddly enough. Juan is an artist and Ricky Martin saw some of his works and one thing led to another. Next thing they're getting married, next thing they're having children together by way of a surrogate. And so four kids are involved now because Ricky had two kids that he had when he was still single. And now it gets very messy because this restraining order that's been taken out against him by somebody who he'd been having a relationship with, not the husband, someone else, for the last 7 months. And reportedly, Ricky Martin has begun to kind of stalk him, even though they've split up. Now, I'm not sure if any of that is true. I think that time will tell. It sounds to me like it could be a shakedown. However, the bigger story is that Ricky and Juan have split up, and they have always put up this very, you know, happy house front. Even as late last year, Ricky was speaking glowingly of his husband Juan, and so the fact that they have split up, and they were kind of almost like a poster boys for same-sex marriage. So I think it's very unfortunate.